Our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack of the Fire and Ice Spa in Commerce. Velvet, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about a very interesting subject here, but first of all, you have an additional job, a job that you've taken on in addition to what you do with Fire and Ice.
Yes, absolutely. Spreading the love. I'll be working, and I do work. I keep saying I will be working, but I am working as the administrator for CSL in Dallas.
CSL is a...
It's a center for spiritual living.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you started that a few weeks ago. Well, you sent me an article on the benefits of hugging.
I think it's so important because in our society now, you can even watch it. It almost looks like people are repelled rather than back in the old days. You know, you used to see someone and you would just automatically hug them. But now we have so many issues with personal boundaries mm-hmm. that I thought it was important to bring this article up because it has such sustaining lifelong benefits for us.
Mm-hmm. Hugging produces feelings of happiness and trust, says the article.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times people learn that trust by just beginning to hug, because a lot of times it's not the trust of the individual, but it begins with ourselves first.
You know, you mentioned the societal feelings that may work against this. And there are a lot of mixed messages that
right.
kids get, you know, and we're constantly on the lookout for children being taken advantage of and so forth. And the schools are very cautious about personal contact and
right.
so on. So there's a lot that works against what you're talking about here.
Well, right. And I think education is a big part of it, too. My father was an educator. And one of the things that he said was imperative for the students is to at least make sure that you put your hand on their shoulder and let them know they're doing a good job.
Mm.
And I think sometimes the teachers may have gotten away from mm-hmm. that out of fear that a child's going to go home and say, so-and-so touched me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do see on campus, on the university campus, I do see students hugging each other
yeah.
a lot. And maybe
yeah.
it's more in the liberal arts area of the campus than it is other areas, but I do see that a lot. Women really respond to hugging, don't they?
Well, yes, we are the nurturers. Yes, this is true.
I have found that is a very helpful thing.
Yes, and you know, even bringing that up about women, that there is a society that we're growing into too. Have you seen the papooses for the children?
Yeah.
And there's that physical contact, and children really grow mentally by having that physical contact.
Well, the article talks about 11 benefits of hugging, and there are probably more than that, but and we won't get through all of these. But of course, number one here makes sense, increases bonding. I don't think there's anything too surprising about that.
It was surprising, though, to see the commitment to the partner, that when partners hug, there's a rise in commitment to partnership.
I see. We're talking with Velvet Womack with Fire and Ice in Commerce, and we're talking about the benefits of hugging, and there's a whole list of the benefits here, and again, we're not going to get to all of these. It relieves pain, increases empathy and understanding, relieves depression.
Right. And here's a really good thing I'd like for everybody to hear is that if you've lost a spouse or have lost a loved one, you're losing also that physical contact. And that's where massage comes in. You have to continue to have that physical contact. And that increases those hormones that are going to decrease depression.
Mm-hmm. And then the one that was most interesting to me is the last one, reduces worry of mortality.
Yes, right. Yes. And you see that in nursing homes and in hospitals. You know, how interesting is it that when we know someone is sick, this is innate in us. When we know that someone is sick, we want to hug them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see, we're giving them that sense innately of, hey, this is helping you. We have to have physical contact as human beings.
Mm-hmm. Would you think that that hugging is, there's a cumulative effect if you hug every day, if you hug your husband or wife or whatever several times a day, that there's a cumulative effect?
I totally agree that there's a cumulative effect, but you also need to have it on a regular basis. Like, you can have it for that span of time, but the physical effects are what is where it's going to increase that for you.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree that everyone is not a hugger?
I do agree, and they're the ones I want to hug the most. Really. I mean, when I see somebody with that frown on their face, I'm like, come here, I want to hug you.
Well, we'll make a link to this article and people can see it for themselves. Velvet, Thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Velvet Womack of the Fire and Ice Spa in Commerce. We're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.